Thank you to Jack Wills for sponsoring today's podcast. I've only just been away to Ibiza with them. I was wearing their summer collection. If you haven't seen it, you're missing out because I look absolutely bomb. Anyway, on the next few podcasts, we're going to be talking about everything that went down. And when I say everything that went down, there's a lot. There's a few cheating scandals. So anyway, if you want to check out their new summer collection, check it out and make sure you stay tuned for the next few episodes. Thank you again to Jack Wills for sponsoring. Guys, if you're watching this, make sure you subscribe. If you want to watch the whole thing, you can watch it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Welcome back to Saving Grace. You guys have hounded me for today's guest when I put it on my story. So you ask and you will receive. It's Chloe Bloody Burrows. Oh, do you know what? Finally, every time I introduce them, people go, and I'm like, well, now it's awkward. Now it looks like you don't want
to
be
here. I really am pleased to be here.
Thank you. I'm just loving my life.
This is my favourite podcast.
Someone write that down. Yeah. Make that the clickbait.
That's a quote.
Chloe Burrows 2020. Yeah. Give us a summary of who you are.
I'm Chloe and I'm best known for University Challenge.
Believable.
No, I'm Chloe. I'm best known for being on season 7 of Love Island. I was the first and best bombshell ever.
Obviously,
get that right. Get out of the way, Ekin-Su. And I came second with the love of my life, Toby Aaron-Millaren. So
shout out, Toby.
Yeah, love you.
The rumours aren't true. So we're going to start off at the very beginning.
Yeah.
L.I. Love Island. Which is only a show. I am an avid Love Island watcher.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest with you here. Loved your season as well.
Did you?
No, I actually did.
It's got mixed reviews.
Do you know what made me die is the fact that you were the biggest meme from that whole season. You had no clue.
No.
You were just in there like, they probably don't know like what's going on. And everyone was walking around. Literally, if I go out to someone on the street and go, that's very muggy. That's like a statement.
No,
someone will finish it off going, saying you're a prick.
I wish I'd never said it.
No, I wish you continue saying it for the rest of your life.
Every person I speak to or like media thing, they're always like, say no way. And I'm like, no fucking way.
No. No way am I saying all week.
Yeah, I had no idea. My mum came in, like in the bit that you see.
Yeah.
She's like, you're iconic. And then she was like, you've said something, it's gone viral. And I was like, what the fuck?
Your sister made me die when she humbled
amazing.
You so quick. She was like, can you guys stop having sex on TV? I was like, well, she got a point actually. She's got a point.
Oh God, she's good. She should go on it.
No, I agree. Get
boyfriend.
Her on. But
boyfriend.
You know what? The season before yours, they sort of like cut out a lot of like, you never really sort of saw much of the stuff. And then your season, they kind of was just like, yeah, fuck it, we'll let them know again.
Oh, the rude stuff.
The rude stuff,
but
yeah.
But do you know, apparently they didn't show you really what was going on. It
really?
Was very tame. And they were like, this year we're throwing it out the window. And but obviously I came out and everyone was like, yeah, you and Toby were like rabbits.
You whore. Was that?
And we weren't the worst, but we got edited to be the worst.
Really?
So, yeah.
This is the thing with these shows. They're liars. They're dirty liars.
They are.
They're like men. Anyway.
And that's true.
That's fact. Quote it. So how did you get scouted for Love Island?
It's a really weird story. So basically this girl called Sophie O'Dowd, shout you out. She was chasing me for ages for Celebs Go Dating and they wanted me to go on with Wayne Lineker.
Fucking hell.
Obviously refused. I was like, this is
absolutely not.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So she's doing it. And then she asked me to go on, this is all on Instagram. She asked me to go on a show. I can't remember what it's called. But it went on last year and it was like one girl, 12 boys in a house, 6 were single.
Oh my God. That. Yeah, I've seen
she
this.
She was like,
yeah.
I want you to be the girl on that. So I had a call about it. But then I was like, I don't know if that's
the
right
same
thing.
Level, yeah.
But I think she passed my number on to a producer from Love Island. Mm. The next day, I literally had just finished work and I got a call. And I was like, oh, is this Chloe Burrows? I was like, yeah, who's this? And they were like, are you ready for a long, hot summer? I was like, fuck off, is this Love Island? And they were
no
like,
way.
yeah. And then I had a Zoom call. Like 2 days, and the next day, I think, or 2 days later, and then the next week I was in London, and then they were like, you're going to be the first bombshell.
That was quick. I had an interview, and I fucked it up so badly.
Did you have an interview?
No, it was deep.
When?
This was, so, when was this? This, 2 years ago? 2 years ago, in like January time.
What series would you have been on?
Would have been yours. It would have been yours. It would have been yours.
Shut up.
No, but imagine she goes, so like, tell me like a bit about yourself. Like, tell me what you like do.
Yeah.
And I just panicked and went, I talk about chlamydia on TikTok.
Ooh.
Mentioned it once. So I actually don't know why. And then
you don't
as soon
say the C word,
no,
to get a job.
And then as soon as I said that, she was like, yeah, okay. what we'll do is we'll get back to you. And I was like, they're not getting back to me. They're not getting back to me.
Yeah, but don't say that. Don't bring that
up. I'd have been horrific in the villa. I'd have been hunched. Inverted ass.
Oh, stop it.
I'd have been the bombshell that they'd asked to go back in. They'd be like, don't worry.
Stupid.
Go back to the hotel.
Do you know, if anything, the boys are so horny, it don't matter what you look like.
Really?
Of course.
I needed that. Yeah. I did. God bless. So you have to stay in a hotel 2 weeks before, don't you?
No. Because of COVID, we all got our own villas, and they've done the same.
Brilliant.
Mine was like, everyone else's, I think, was in the same like vicinity. Big right. But mine was like,
yay.
Mine was absolutely miles away from everyone in the middle of nowhere, up mountains. It was like the, that's God telling me not to tell you.
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
But it was like the middle of nowhere and it was like haunted, like creepy. I didn't sleep for 2 weeks. So when they sent me in there, I was like a mess.
You have like not even like a person looking after you?
Yeah. You have a chaperone.
Well, they can't do shit about ghosts, can they?
No, they can't. And yeah, also no, like mine enough. Would just go off to bed, like down the hallway, and I was miles away. Like
can we stay in the same
please
bed?
Please don't hurt me.
That's horrific. And you're not allowed to, right. I heard you're not allowed fake tan or eyelash extensions.
No, that was me who said that.
But yeah, but all before you were allowed them, surely.
Honestly, it was our year. So because of COVID, we had such a secure bubble. So you couldn't go out the villa to get
just
your extensions.
Just wear a mask and do my fucking extensions. There's
I'm
no way.
Forget about COVID.
Do a lateral. I'll risk it. I'm triple boosted.
Do you know how horrified I was? So all the way up, they were like, yeah, we're going to get someone in. And then I got into my holding.
You turned up looking like a dog. Like, yeah. Great.
I got into my holding and obviously had lash extensions. They're all falling out. And I was like, when am I going to get my lash appointment? And they're like, you're not. I was like, ah! And I remember there's literally a picture of me on my first day on my neon bikini, no lashes. Like, no. And I was like, that morning was so tragic. Everyone was getting ready and I was doing my beach art. And then by the time I came out, they're like, go and talk to the boys. I was like, I've not even brushed my hair or my teeth. Oh. And I had to go down, pull boys for chats. And oh God, that was such a bad
look. It looks intimidating as well. Like, do you know when they make you walk in on your own? You're like, hi boys. And they're all like, oh my, no way. Like, this is fun. This is so sick. I'm so horny. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, imagine in real life, you walking into somewhere and everyone's like, shitting hell. Like,
that's me every time.
Yeah.
I'm
no,
joking.
Me too. It's hard. It's so hard. Yeah.
It was the most nerve-wracking experience of my life.
Were the girls nice to you when you walked in?
No. It was like, no.
Okay.
It wasn't, no. They were all, but you could tell. It's not that they weren't nice. It was just like they were looking at me. They were assessing the situation. And they were sizing me up. And I was just like, yeah. But it was like, I like feeding to the lions. I was so nervous. But do you know what? Toby was so nice. I don't know if you saw like Toby like walked with me and like held my back. And it was just like, knowing he was there stopped me from projectile vomiting.
Yeah, of course. That always helps, actually. Yeah, you'd be the first one, I think. You'd be like, cut the cameras. But you were the most controversial, weirdly enough, the most controversial person to go in, but then the most liked to come out.
Do you reckon? I don't know if I'm the most liked. But
No, you're the most liked to come out. Really? Yeah. And we feel like everyone's lovely, right? But when you say like, oh, blah, 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 they're like, oh, okay. But if you say Chloe Burrows, they're like, oh, I love Chloe.
Oh, I'm going to, I don't know. No things like this.
Okay, so yeah, fuck Chloe Burrows. Whore, no?
Fuck you.
Yeah. What can you do? But yeah. I feel like, what was the reaction? You know, when you come out of the villa, because obviously you're not allowed your phone or anything.
No.
Were you just like, oh, I'm famous now then?
No.
Really?
I would have.
I've been taking bikini pics, hashtag ad. I'd be ready for it. 100%.
Oh, it was, no, like, I wish I was. But when I was doing the villa, obviously the first 4 weeks I knew I was hated because I kept getting in the bottom. And then me and Toby were voted most hated couple. And then he mugged me off. And then it was Catherine Moore. And I was like, oh, I cannot leave this villa. I'm going to be killed.
No.
So, yeah, then obviously we, like, couldn't believe we made it to the final. We were just like, we thought everyone hated us. Yeah, but we thought we were hated. And then they were like, Taz and Kyle are fourth. We were like, what the fuck? Faye and Teddy third. We thought Faye was fan favourite. And then me and Toby second, obviously Millie and Liam, like, obviously they're going
to
win.
Like, of course.
Cute. But yeah, we came out and then you have a day in like a hot, so that evening you go back to your villa. Oh, it's quite funny because you don't have a wrap party, but that night there was like, no, you don't. I think the producers have just had enough at that point. They're like, just fuck off.
Just leave the premises. Yeah.
But I remember me and Toby like, this is so naughty of us. But we went into the larder and we found a bottle of like champagne and we were just there like, no, damn it. And we were like,
they can't control us anymore.
Yeah. We got like one drink each. We were in the cab back and Tyler was drunk as well. And we were fucked. And do you know where boys are so drunk they take their top off?
Oh,
but I'd never
let
experienced
it happen.
I'd never experienced drunk Toby and he took his top off and I was like, what are you doing?
Put it back on, you beast. No, Casa Amor was the most amazing thing to watch. I think your Casa Amor was the most
absolutely splendid,
juiciest one. Yeah. I remember sat. No, do you know what pissed me off though, Love Island?
What?
It would get to the bit where it was like Millie, and then what was the girl's name that came out? And
Lily.
Like, oh, Millie. Oh, I thought you said Lily. That about Millie. No, I was like, Lily, shit, Lily, sorry, I thought you were friends. Lily, and she just said everything that happened, and then it went tomorrow night. And we were like, are you fucking joking me?
That evening probably will be like the most weird evening of my life.
It looked intense.
No, it was, but intense. Even like there's so much you didn't see.
Really?
Like me and Toby got back together that night, but no one saw.
Yeah. Wait, did he get with anyone in Casa Amor? Yes or no?
Yeah, that little prick.
Fucker. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
well, obviously
we did.
I didn't know that.
We got back together.
Today's sponsor is the number one deodorant brand in the whole of the UK. It's only The Wild. If you want a sustainable deodorant, if you don't want to stink and you want to impress David Attenborough, Wild is the one. Wild has a fully sustainable case that you can use. It's refillable, sustainable, enjoyable, and that's about it, actually. It's just a great deodorant. They leave your pits moisturized and smelling incredible. So if you're single, this might help you out. You stink. If you use the code GRACECASE, that's a mouthful, at the checkout, you get your own refillable case. What a bargain. Again, GRACECASE at checkout.
He came back and then apparently like, obviously he saw Abby wasn't with someone. He was with Mary, but he saw me sat with Dale and he was like, oh my God, she's moved on. Perfect boy.
You sat there with Dale like, yeah, don't say anything, Dale. Just sit there and look nice.
They'll kiss me.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Quick. Yeah. Bit of tongue.
So yeah, and then so like we kind of dispersed from the fire pit and obviously hell was breaking loose.
Right.
So like, the cameras must
have
been
like a
like
war.
This.
Yeah, you're like fucked up.
So right, you look, you break, you look. I was with Dale like, so what's your favourite colour?
That's all you can have the combo, really, isn't it? There's not much there.
No, he was a lot. Like, we did really got along. Like,
lovely
really,
man.
Like, really good. Yeah, I've not spoken to him since, but he's a lovely, lovely bloke. But then Toby came up to me and was like, what, you're not going to say hello? I was like, no. And he was like,
unless you want me to, then I will. Yeah, of course.
He was like, should you go for a chat? I was like, yes, please. No.
Yes. Yeah. Take it now.
So, yeah, we went for a chat. Like, we called it Nikki Beach, which is like the Davids. Is anyone going to know what I'm talking about? Because I can't explain it. There was like the pool and the bed's like there.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you know the ones?
Yeah.
So we like sat there and he was like, so you're with Dale? I was like, you're with fucking Mary. He was like, we both looked at each other and we were like, oh shit, here we go again.
I thought Mary was like, guys.
I know, but obviously you guys didn't see. And then there was so much drama that night. The producers hadn't even clocked me and Toby had had this conversation.
There was so much other shit
We were all going to bed. And then I pulled Millie and I was like, oh, you're right, blah, blah. She was obviously like, no. And I was like, anyways, let's talk about me.
I was about to say, you had the most traumatic life of your life, but back to me. Thank you.
That was literally
fuck your problem.
So I was sick. She was like crying and I was like, no, I'm going to distract you. Guess what?
I'm in love.
Slash, I want to blow. Blow? I want to blow. A glow about me, but I told Millie and then the producers pulled me out and they were like, should we not talk about that anymore? I was like, oh. And then like every time Toby, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but every time Toby came
don't
near
know.
Me,
yeah.
Like, he would get pulled to the beach or if I went near him. So for days,
why
we were like,
not wanting you to get back together though?
Faye and Teddy were having World War III. Millie and
oh, it'd be
Liam,
too much.
Clarice, like there was so much other stuff.
Clarice,
so we
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we were like last on the list to go up. So yeah.
You guys were quite tame after that, to be fair, weren't you, really?
Who? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I think after Casa Amor is just more like happy couple.
No, let me just say, if I could never do Casa Amor, I would go into that fucking villa. I'd break loose.
So would I. I'd implode.
Yeah.
There's no way. I'm the most jealous person you've ever met
it's
in your
like
life.
A Magaluf boys' holiday. Oh. Times four. I wouldn't even let my boyfriend go Magaluf. Are you sure? There's no fucking way.
Toby was there yesterday and I hate him for it.
Toby, what the fuck?
Just
are
tell
you
me you
hate
there? Me.
Yeah. Just break up with me then.
No, I was, do you know what? Like, thinking about it now, I know I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
No way. I'd be like, get the rescue remedy in this fucking room. Otherwise, I'm not making it out alive.
Yeah, absolutely not. But so I was grateful.
Were you
for
like,
that.
To be fair, I was fine with Casa Amor. Mm. They bring in, so the girls go into the guys' villa and the guys are loving it.
Yeah.
But the boys come into the girls' villa and they couldn't give a shit. They're always like, yeah, but what's he doing over there? What's he doing over
Where,
there?
Where, who are you talking about?
The girls, like, as in like the original girls, like you lot, when the boys come in, no one seems to give a shit. Whereas in the other villa, the boys are all over it.
This year, like, it was bloody hard for the boys not to fancy the girls who went to Casa Amor. They hired the elite. Hard.
It must, yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's not looking good. It's not looking good.
It wasn't like the boys in Casa Amor, you know, they're handsome enough, but not enough to do it.
They're
but
no
the girls.
Dwayne Johnson. Yeah.
Not. They're Who's not. Dwayne?
The Rock. For a minute there, I was like, we've got to cut the cameras. I can't believe you don't know who that man is.
Why do you not call him The Rock?
Yeah, I don't actually know. I think I said the twice. So I was like, I can't do it again. So I'm just going to have to go Dwayne. I'll get round
down. Fair enough. That's fine.
But yeah, no, I wouldn't be able to do Casa Amor. I think I'd go into cardiac arrest or something.
I'd throw up. That's probably my like, answer to awful situations.
I'm just constantly be sick. I'm not going in. That's the situation there.
No, but it would like... I think they got, if I'm correct, they got additional producers because, like, obviously it's two houses anyways, but for the support, because every few minutes, like, people were, like, you don't see it, but girls are going through it. That postcard, really? Like, even before the postcard.
Oh, yeah.
Before that came, they were all just there, like, and I remember, like, no one.
Yours
like,
was brutal, though. Like, your, yeah, the postcard was deep. They didn't hold back.
No.
At all.
They did not. And then the movie night, fucking...
Oh, my God.
It was brilliant.
Do you know what? I don't want to hear shit about mental health awareness. Because if someone showed me that video, I'd need sertraline straight away.
That was
no
so
way.
Bad.
It no
was,
way.
Do you know, like, you guys didn't see as well, they put clips of, like, me chatting shit about Toby and Toby, but we were so past it. We didn't, like,
you
so
were like, yeah.
We were looking at each other like... and everyone else was like...
That is so, because they took it so out of context as well. They could be like, I love her so much, but her pussy stinks. And they just
mean,
put in her
I'd
pussy stinks.
Fucking say it on TV.
Please. But you and Toby, strong going, strong lasting.
We are, yeah.
And Millie, yeah. Are you guys the only four that have lasted?
Faye and Teddy and Millie Liam. Oh, that's quite a good for a series.
For a Love Island series.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. And you guys haven't even had any scandals. No. I'm a bit let down, actually.
No.
Yeah.
There's been everyone A1 behaviour.
Get your shit together, please. I both know. Of you. All right. Go clubbing or something. Don't worry about us, we are.
No. Yeah, we are going. Like, we're going.
So do you guys live together now?
Yeah, we live, like, we came out. We did the 5-day quarantine. Like, I had to go back to Bicester and he had to go back to Essex. And then we were just like, because we'd spent so long together. It was weird. It was so weird not being around him. Mm. So we straight away, like, he then moved to my little flat that I had in Tooting. And then we just started house hunting. Like, we went, obviously. We're not buy a house, but yeah, we found a flat in Essex.
I think people do judge when you come out of Love Island because people move in with each other, like, straight away. But when you've been living with each other for, like, is it 8 weeks? Six weeks? 8 weeks?
But, like, same way. I get it.
But I suppose it's different, though. Like, if you've actually been non-stop living with someone, obviously you're not going to sit and go, right, well, I'll see you every 2 weeks, if that's okay when we get back. So it's going to be like, well, what the fuck do we do?
Are you free on Saturday?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even texting was weird, because Toby does not text.
He's not a texter.
Oh, no. I really? Like, kill it. Like, I love to message, double call you, send you
voice
all these notes. What are you up to? And still, what are you up to? You still there?
Yeah.
Send him everything, you know. But he just, like, he's not into it. Doesn't care. He's like, I know what you're doing. Like, why do you need to message me? Like,
I just want to speak.
Do you love me anymore?
Yeah. Divorce.
But yeah, he's not. So even that was weird. But what I will say is, like, it's not the same. Going from the villa to living room, it's bloody not.
Is it more intense?
The real life. Yeah, you've got real life shit to worry about. Barely, like, imagine me and Ty be working at council tax. We're looking at each other like, what?
Yeah, what is... How do you spell council tax?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
C-O-W.
Tax. But did you find... Because we were talking about that. Where was I? I was with Max the other day. We were talking about, like...
I love Max.
Love you, Max.
Love him.
Peace out. But I feel like he was saying, when you have a relationship in kind of like the public eye, people try and break it up a lot.
Oh my, yeah.
Have you had that a lot?
I've literally been sat with Toby watching TV and I've got a DM like, Toby's literally at my friend's house. I'm like,
oh,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
But no, because, like, I'd believe it. I'd be like, it's a simulation.
Where are you?
Yeah. before.
We're not doing that. Yeah. Someone said something about you.
But how it's so hard not to believe. Because if he actually, say he's gone Tesco and he's taking a bit longer than he usually would, and someone's like, he's with my mate, I would fucking believe it.
Well, do you know what? I'll be honest, I'm not cool, calm, collected.
As you shouldn't
be, someone
will
message me and I'll block him. Like, I'll block, what the fuck? He literally will be at his friend's house now, but this fucking tramp has messaged me.
FaceTime me.
Yeah. And he'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Especially, like, this is me bearing all. Like, he's a good boy. Like, he puts up with a lot of stuff. I mean, like, he's a very good boyfriend. Mm. Like, I'll have a drink and just get annoyed. I'm sure that's very common.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, of course. But, like, I'm not, like, passive aggressive. I'm 0 to 100. Like, you fucking put blah, blah, blah.
Who are you speaking to?
Yeah. He's literally like, oh, we're going to the streets, are we?
Yeah, we are.
So, yeah, but, like... So yeah, we do that. And then if I get a DM also, it's going to be worse, but you know.
Depends what day it is. If it's a Saturday, it's going to be worse. No, but fair enough. I'd be psychotic.
I am unhinged. And like, I don't think anything I'm preparing for.
But it's a good thing you've got Toby. Yeah, you needed preparation. But I feel like it's a good thing you got Toby, because some of the men from Love Island, when they leave the villa.
Bad minds.
Yeah, they're just like, do you know what? Let's go free for all.
Out the window.
It's also like, have you never had puss before? Are you actually, just because you could get a bit more doesn't mean
grow up.
Yeah,
grow up.
Your willy stinks.
I know.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
No, I agree. Like,
I would hate that.
For anyone, not for me. I am like a relationship person, so.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, aren't you?
No, do you know what? Right person I am. I've been single for 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah, but I was like, I fucking hate men.
I hate them.
Yeah, true.
Doesn't mean you can't get a boyfriend.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Mine's like, go for someone younger.
But no, I do feel like when you find the right person, you do know.
You change.
You're a wife now.
Yeah,
I might be a wife soon.
What's that TikTok where it's like, oh no, it's I'm a mother. I'm not a mother.
I'm a mother. Please, not yet. Not yet. Please, release some more lines with JD and then you become a mother. Do you know what I mean?
It's not on my agenda. Kids, like, not for me.
No, really?
They're so annoying.
So annoying. And they stink.
And, like, what do you do with it?
How do you talk to them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When kids come up to me, they're like, look. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking at.
I tell you what I did because we just come back from Jamaica and we're in an airport and this family had a kid and it was, like, 2 or 3 and it was, like, pulling faces at me. So I was like... And it was going, sticking my tongue out. And then it started doing it to me. And the dad clocked in. It was like, where have you learned that? School. Oh. And I was there like.
Turning around like.
Yeah. Toby was asleep as well, doing it for myself.
Was it on the plane?
No, like waiting to go like in the boarding area. And I was there like.
Have you been watching the new Love Island?
Have I? One thing about me is I'm Love Island's number one fan. So I went on the show. It's what I was put on this earth to do. And then I was put on this earth to comment on it.
Of course.
Yeah. The alcohol's kicked in. I am now tipsy.
No, same. Yeah.
Okay, go.
I'm actually fucked. So I want your thoughts on the cast, first of all.
Starting them.
Who is the guy? David?
Davide.
Makes me scream. He was like, let's play naughty game of truth and dare. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I got that. What is this?
I got that.
I got that. Oh my God.
Thoughts on cast? Who's your favourite? Who's your worst?
My favourite is, I like Paige in India.
India.
Wow.
What a woman.
Wow.
Take me on.
But even like no makeup, she looks like flawless.
Yeah, could never be me. What a beast.
Was never me on that show.
Yeah, I'd be like,
unfair. It's rigged. But she, really like India. I just feel like she's not getting enough screen time.
Mm.
But there are like big things going on. But like sometimes that happens.
Sometimes it happens. It should.
Really like India. Love Paige, the Welsh paramedic.
Oh,
but she's heading straight to Mugville because Luca's about to really.
Heard bad things about Luca. Everyone's like, what is going on with Luca?
I quite like him. He's funny. He's the only boy
who's
like
the one with the Harry Styles tattoos?
What? Oh, like stickers.
Yeah. He said copy paste.
Yeah.
But it's fine. We've all been there.
Someone said Happy Meal tattoos. Don't know why that's funny, but
Happy,
it's funny.
Oh, Happy Meal. I thought you were Happy Meal. I was like, who's Happy Meal? I love it. So who do you think? Right. If you could, I don't know. Who do you think is going to end up together?
Ooh. Luca and Gemma.
She mentioned that she's his daughter now. Do you think they're editing it to make it look like she's waiting to say it?
I think they're telling her not to say it yet.
Right, okay. Oh, really?
I personally think they're like, cute yourself. Or maybe she's doing it deliberately, not saying it.
Well, I have a feeling they're editing it. Because when, like, they're saying, like, she's like, oh, do you like football or whatever, they'll pan on her face for ages. Mm. Whereas in a normal, like,
they wouldn't.
They do, like, both. So obviously it makes it a bit more sus. Oh, yeah, they're making it look
like she's, like, holding it in. Like, yeah, I'm not going to say it.
This is what I mean, because everyone was, like, being really rude on Twitter. Like, she really wants to say it.
I did tweet that.
Did you? I agree, actually. But I don't know, I feel like it's edited weirdly.
And I feel like it's been a few days. But when new people come in, they will know. So they will be saying, they will know by now. 100% they will
know. I dropped that first day.
Hello, I'm Michael Owen's daughter.
Who the fuck wants me then?
Before my name.
Yeah, with my 12 Michael horses.
I'm Michael Owen's daughter. He won, what's that thing? Ballon d'Or, which means something to boys.
Ballon d'Or?
Ballon d'Or.
Knew it.
Yeah.
Ballon d'Or.
Ballon d'Or. He's got one of those.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
So, okay, what I want to do is snog, marry, avoid.
Avoid probably everyone. With
the, oh, right, okay. What you've got to say is, Toby, cut this bit. Like, skip forwards. I don't want any domestics.
No, but
this.
One thing about me is I really don't fancy people.
Really? Okay, what I if don't. We did, like, personality-wise? If you had to shag their aura.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, if you all had right, to do enough. That.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah.
And if you good. Don't answer,
yeah.
you have to do a shot of tequila rosé.
Yeah.
Does that work? Fine.
It's non-alcoholic, right. It's like milk.
We need names.
Andrew.
Right.
Andrew's a good one.
Who's Andrew? Oh, God, avoid like the fucking plague. He's giving me really? Sugar Hammond vibes, but I did snog Hugo, so.
Ooh.
Had to as a challenge.
Oh, okay. Not my thank impression. You for just... confirming that. Apparently he's dating this girl from Bristol now.
He is.
Is she quite young?
Yes, fresh. She's 12. No, she's
she
not.
Said she was 12.
No, yeah. She's young. She's young. I think she's like 19.
I feel like you've got to be like young and naive to date Hugo, haven't you really?
Yeah, Mr. Hammond. Oh, he did save me though. So I'll never say a bad word about him.
Oh, no, it's true. Oh, that wait, before we do that scene where he was like, when someone's been out, what was it?
I can't remember, but I was like, say it again.
Oh, that was incredible. Do you know what Hugo got for that?
I loved that moment. Like,
it was great. It was iconic.
We didn't see, like, he told me he was going to pick me, so I already knew. Like, when we, and Georgia kind of, like, bless her, that was shit. Like, when I think back, the way we dealt, that was really bad, but obviously, what I'm a very selfish person.
Yeah, as you should be.
Yes, that happened. But, like, I knew he was going to pick me, and, like, Lucinda had heard his speech. She was like, yes, boring, or whatever. And then he got up and just remixed it, and we were all there, like, oh my God.
No, Twitter was popping off.
Was it?
Yeah. I'd have hashtag loved Love Island.
Really?
It was great.
Well, do you know what? Like, love him for it. I'll never say a bad word against him. So
I'll do it for you. No. Okay. right, snog, marry, avoid.
Yeah.
Davide, Luca, Andrew.
Andrew, avoid like the plague. His vibe is so beta, slimy, little. Ugh. I just don't
she
like
the way. She loves him.
Yeah. Nice great. Nice yeah. I just really don't like the way he like lied to Tasha about Luca. And like that to me is just like wet white behaviour.
Disgusting.
Avoid. Just like if you do that, then what else are you going to do?
Red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Wave it. So yeah, I'll avoid him like the plague. Ooh, Davide. I am almost his age though. So it's not bad. And Luca. Luca's my fave. He's got the best personality. So I'm going to marry Luca and I'm snogging Davide.
Lucky Davide is coming out the villa like, yes, thank you.
Hello, Chloe.
Hello. Hello, Chloe.
It's absolutely not Italian accent, is it?
No, I love that he, like everyone else was like, I'm Grace and I'm a doctor. He's I'm Davide, I'm Italian. Yeah. That's it.
But like, that's all we know. But like, every time he speaks, there's not a lot to him. So all we know about Davide is not, you know, is he funny?
He's
is
Italian.
He smart?
We
Italian.
Don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
He looks great and that's it.
Yeah.
That's all you need, actually.
He has got a very high-pitched voice though, doesn't he?
Very high-pitched
voice. I've got text, sorry. I love that noise.
I've got text. So, there were so many like remixes of that on TikTok. I was dying. Oh, I was like, God. What the fuck is going
fantastic
on?
Fantastic TV.
Love right, next up. Yeah. Ikenna, Dami, Liam.
Okay, this is a good one, actually. I'm going to avoid Ikenna. I don't know how you say it. Is it I or Ick? Ikenna. Okay, I'm going to avoid him because he's not had a lot of screen time and when he has it, it's not been that great and the producers can't make you funny, so you're clearly not funny.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he's gone. Then we've got Dami and Liam. Liam I loved. I thought he was really sweet. And Dami was quite cool. Probably marry the sweet boy, Liam.
Right.
And snog Dami.
I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Liam's left.
Liam has left.
Why has he left?
Who knows?
Right, someone said, an undisclosed source said that he left because he had like a big epiphany.
Yeah.
And you were saying that it takes a lot to be able to leave.
Yeah, you can't. Like, you cannot just decide in the morning, I'm going home tonight. You cannot. Like, it's a long process. I also think how much you've put on the line to get there.
No,
there's no way they're going to be like, all right, yeah.
He's quit his job, he's gone.
Yeah, like you genuinely, like, there's no way. So that has to be such a big thing to know that you can't even do another day, another week, another, can't get voted off. Do you know what I mean?
I'd just stay for the free holiday.
Yeah, well, I did.
Maybe,
I
was
in Casa Amor, I did ask to leave in
Casa. Did you?
I didn't fancy anyone. I was like, I cannot, I don't even want to share a bed with anyone, like, get me out of here.
And do they you have like, to share a bed with them as well?
Well, yeah, or you sleep outside, which is hot.
Sleep. Is it?
So, yeah, I did that.
Actually, that makes sense. Yeah. It's a foreign country.
It's literally not in England.
I think we're in Nottingham still.
England is so cold. No. Yeah, I wanted to leave, they didn't let me. So, like, it's a long, long process.
Because a lot of people don't really leave. Apart, unless you have like
a big mugging off,
yeah,
or like breakup,
a psychotic break or something, then you have
that
to.
That did
leave.
Happen, didn't it? Yeah,
no, was it Niall or something?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So if you were to couple up with anyone,
yeah,
on your series,
Toby,
that isn't Toby, who would you have coupled up with?
At what point? Like, or just out of everyone?
Just the whole season.
I get asked this a lot. And like, my best friend in there was Liam. And we're still really good friends. So I would go Liam.
Millie, I wouldn't have that if I were you. I would not have that.
Maybe knows no longer. I only fancy Toby for the whole, like...
Really?
I would go to the producers and be like, where the fuck are the boys that I fancy? What are you doing?
Well, what would have been your type if it wasn't like Toby? Like, if you wanted
Toby,
like,
but older.
Really? How old is Toby?
23. So when I first saw him, I was like, yeah, he's fit. And then he was like, I'm 22. And I was like, you're not fit anymore. Yeah. Who's next?
I don't like that. Thank you.
What the hell? So yeah, it took me ages to get over that age barrier. A bit like Davide, aren't
I? You're a cougar, whatever. Oh, you are Davide. The old season's Davide.
Yeah.
That's insatiable. Okay. Do you think he would have coupled up with anyone? Well, you know what I mean.
But, are you fucking joking?
yeah, fair enough. Okay, fine.
He wouldn't
Silly
be.
Question.
He just, I didn't know what I want.
She got a pulse. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Cheers. I love it. I can't read what this says. So when you come off Love Island,
yeah.
Beef. Is there ever any beef when you come off?
With who?
Because
yeah.
I've heard there's a few people that I know who have, when they've come off, the cast members either completely change or they just see different sides to them and then they just don't get on with them.
Is there any beef? Yes and no. I think, like, I know that I, for a fact, was very careful a lot of the time with what I said and how I acted. Mm. And even if someone was irritating me, I would just put on a brave face. I was like, there's no way you're going to catch me slipping on TV. There's fucking thousands of cameras. So as I came out, I was like, yeah, I know who I like and I know who I don't like. And it's very obvious. It's not like I don't like anyone. That's wrong. But it's who I would spend time with.
Yeah, I feel like it's like anything, though. If you got put in a room with like 15
people. Imagine going
people,
to school. How many people get along with at school?
There's
going to
be people that you don't get on with full stop anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're just different people to you.
And like, people probably meet me now and they're like, yeah, you're different. It's like, yeah, I'm not being filmed.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Thank you. Fuck off. I wouldn't be able to do that.
I had the wool over everyone's eyes.
Yeah,
so
I'm actually...
yeah,
I didn't know.
But yeah, I think so. And I think then you just relax more, not off camera. So yeah, 100%. Of course there's beef, people don't like each other. Like, people in the Love Island chat, people left the Love Island chat.
Really?
Yeah, like,
not the group chat.
No one ever... I think I used it, like, replied once and I was like, whatever, I just muted it. Like, you just don't.
Today's sponsor is Skin and Me, a skincare brand that's personalized to your skin to make sure you get the best effective skincare results. Skin and Me is scientifically proven to improve your skin, and it's also sustainable and vegan. So get your tote bags out. I know you all really enjoy that. Usually, Skin and Me is £24.99, but if you use the code GRACE, that's me, you get it for £3.50 pharmacy fee. So don't say I don't ever do anything for you. And one more reason to buy Skin and Me is the fact that your own skincare has your own name on it, so you can never lose it. Or you can, but then you can just replace it and it has your name on it again. Proper bargain. So thank you, Skin and Me, for sponsoring today's podcast, which is why I look so good and glowy.
That may sound so rude, but it's like I'm so excited to see my friends because
Oh my God, what was your friends and family's reaction when you came out? I suppose you saw your mum and your sisters, but yeah. I bet your friends were like...
But they knew it because they knew me. So when all this stuff was going on, they were like, this is wrong. I promise you she's nice.
She's wrong.
I promise you she's good vibes. And then obviously I came out. But then like they were just like, can't believe. But then, so my friends were going out, like especially my best friend Nicole. They were like, oh my God, you're Chloe's mate. So she like, people were asking her for pictures.
Oh?
I'm like, what are you doing with that picture?
I'd be loving it. I'd be like...
Yeah, she would. I remember like when we went to Part Life, Max was there, we went to Part Life. We were getting absolutely mobbed and Nicole was there and they were like, oh my God, Nicole, they'll take pictures of us.
No, Max was saying, he was like, I don't think anyone could have predicted how mad that would have been. Because apparently you were getting fully
I cried
mobbed.
And left.
Did you?
I cried my eyes. I was terrified.
Yeah, but people have no... especially a festival, you're probably...
You're at a festival. You're absolutely not of, you know, not your day-to-day self. They're you have no
drunk.
Boundaries.
Yeah,
and they were like
you.
Grabbing my neck, grabbing my bag. I lost Nicole at one point and this girl literally like put her arm on my neck. I was like, oh my God, like, please can like... I hadn't been to any events in that because I'd been so busy. And then I just got thrown into that and I was like, oh my God, I can't ever go out in public again. I'm going to Part Life tomorrow. So obviously this is filmed.
Round two. Right? Brilliant. Yeah. Yep. Great.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. I've got security now.
Yeah. So, but since then I've not actually been to a big thing. So I am now a bit like nervous. I get really nervous now.
I don't really get that. But like, I can
do
imagine.
You not?
No, not like to
so
that level.
Oh,
sure it is. I'm your not
have
uni
you, have
night
you been
out.
To a festival now?
No. Fuck right. That.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Boomtown. Well, no, because I'll hate it then. I'll be like, let me do this in peace.
Get security.
Yeah. Where's
get
my security?
No. Yeah. But yeah. I don't know. And also, like, even if I have hat and sunglasses on, people don't recognize me before I let it when I speak.
Yeah.
It's that.
To be fair, someone said there was a girl from Little Mix at this place and she put on a blonde wig and a hat, but everyone could just still tell it was
Jade
her.
At that festival.
Yeah. And everyone was
that.
Like, that's Jade.
Yeah.
And she was like, the wig? Yeah. I paid a lot of money for this, actually. So much. Like.
Yeah.
That is a bit shit that I feel
like.
Well,
if me and Toby go somewhere, people like, keep fucking mouth shut.
You're sat like, yes.
There was one time. I had been so ill, like, to the point of no return. And I had no fake tan, no lashes. I looked like, I had no extension. I looked like I was on death's door, right?
Yeah.
We went to Tesco's. And they were like, oh my God, it's Toby. I stood next to him. They're like, where's Chloe? I was like...
Now, that's how you know you look fucked. If they do not recognise you.
Yeah. They did not recognise you. I was like, all right, so I'll just be looking like this now.
You're like, I'm his manager.
Yeah.
Hello. It's fun. No, but that's the only bad thing is you can't really go like at uni. I like used to love to go to house parties. Like it's so fun.
I could never now. My
and
friends
now people
do stuff all the time.
Dickheads now.
Like, although, like one thing about me, I love meeting new people, and I actually went to a house party. When was it? Maybe January, February, or November, December. I don't know. I went there.
It was a month.
And I like, but before, yesterday, I went to the pub before and I was like quite drunk. I just invited these people recognize me and I invite them to the house party.
You turn up with a whole flock
kind
of the pub.
Them, I was like, these are coming with me.
Oh my God. Oh, they were loving it though. Like, we're Chloe Burrows.
No.
House party.
Oh, yeah, I mean, their stories of me were not flattering, but well, I was like, why not?
How would they know? Yeah. I just think people have no boundaries when they're drunk. Like I went to a house party once. Someone put my TikToks on the speaker.
What?
Yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah, I was like, are you on crack?
And why? What did they tell you? They just did it.
No, they did it. And I went up to them. I was like,
sorry, that's bang on.
Yeah,
what
I was like,
doing?
Which one of you put my TikToks up? And they were like, it was her. And
go
I was like,
away.
Well, no, it wasn't. It was you. I fucking saw you do it. And when it happened, they all went, knobheads.
Oh,
yeah, if you're watching
hate
this,
them. I hate you.
You made me very uncomfortable.
That's really not fair.
Yeah, and your house
that's
smelled.
Not fair. God.
Yeah, people fuck. I think that might be a uni thing though, because obviously people are quite young.
Yeah, no, I loved uni. But
what uni did you go to?
Uni Liverpool.
Ooh, good one though.
I'm actually really smart.
Good night
no,
out.
You would never know.
What did you do?
Marketing. I got first.
I did marketing.
Do you?
Digital though, but yeah.
I did digital.
It.
I specialised in digital.
Did you?
Yeah.
Look, this is why we're on social media.
Honestly,
do you know what I mean? We know how it works.
I sold myself.
Yeah, no, we really
I sold
do
myself.
Illuminati. That's the
I've
next clickbait. What?
That you can sell your soul for fame.
Do you know, that's why I'm here.
It's quite deep. But
no, because everyone thinks Beyonce is part of the Illuminati.
Krypton Conan, I've heard.
What? I feel like that's a bit niche. I don't know if Kraft and Conan have gone, let me in. Do you know what I mean? But to be fair, when you're like big though, like Beyonce level, how the fuck?
It's the work of the devil.
It actually has to be. There is no way.
She's probably one of the most talented people ever, but it's the devil.
Fuck the talent. She's working.
Can I fucking do that?
The devil. I'd hate that though. Like, have you been watching the new Kardashians?
Of course. Yeah.
See when they went to Target and people just filming them? Let them buy something.
Yeah, but people do that. But do you know what? If I saw the Kardashians, I would do that.
Because no one would believe you.
No.
You couldn't be like, I've just seen Kris Jenner in Target. They'd be like, oh, what have you been smoking today? Yeah, come on now.
I would. Yeah. If I saw anyone I liked, I'm really nervous. I'm actually quite shy. So like, if I saw someone I really like thought was cool, I probably wouldn't. I'd take a picture from afar.
No, not one.
I would. I am.
To be fair though, I do feel like people do have a lot of preconceptions about
People think I'm really nasty.
I don't understand why though, because on your social media. You bitch.
No, like some girl tweeted me the other day. It was like, I can't remember what it was, but the last bit was like, and this is why I bully her every day on this app, stupid bitch. I was like, right.
I'd send it to her fucking workplace. I'd like, give her more hours. She's got too fucking many. She's on Twitter all the time. You bitch.
I should do that.
You should.
I should.
I've done that before. This guy sent me a really nasty message. So I screenshot it and sent it to his mum.
And how was just like,
how do I know his mum? So I went on his Facebook, went on his friends, found his mum, and I was like, is this how you raised your son? You did a really good job.
Fucking beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to start doing that, but I don't have an 1,000 day. The amount of abuse.
I'll do it for you. I'll be your emotional PA. I'll let her out.
Another one, thank you.
So with your whole career and stuff, where do you want it to go?
I want to be princess. No, I don't. Mood,
yeah. Harry.
Where do I want it to go? Do you know what? I'm so open-minded. I just like my favorite thing actually is YouTube. I love doing
YouTube.
You're
good at the old YouTube videos as well.
Do you watch my YouTube?
No, I do. I do. They're just so fun because I can feel like that when you first started doing them, they were just so like, not rough, but like you can tell they were just so, what's the word?
The same. Someone commented like, why the fuck are you so bad at these?
But it made it so good because it was just so real. I was just dying at them. I was like, I love it. It's so entertaining.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I just kind of feel like I always say this about everything. I don't care what I look like or what I'm doing because I've cried and looked so ugly on TV and you all see me doing that. Like, it can only be up from there.
I always say this. When I'm on this TikTok app with my spots out, my hair in a bun.
Whatever.
You actually can only go up from there, realistically. Yeah.
So, no, I love YouTube, so I really want to still do that. I love TikTok, but I'm not like...
No, but I see you on TikTok a lot.
I love it.
Who's your favourite? You got to say me. Who's your favourite TikToker?
I've actually followed you since like probably day one of TikTok.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been a fan of yours for ages. There was this one video which is so funny. Me and my sisters love by it all the time where you fell over on a bus.
No, the tram. Was it the tram? And I fell over twice on the tram. How fucking mortifying is that? No one helped me up. I was like, right.
It was that. And I was like, that is one of the, I can imagine it happening. One of the funniest things I'd ever seen. I was like, I'm going to follow her. So I love TikTok. I do use it, but I don't think I use it like, I'm not creating like amazing content. I'm just having a good time.
I'm just having a good time.
Yeah, obviously Instagram as well. Twitter I have a bit of fun on. But I like doing vibes, so anything where I can just chill, like stuff like this.
The good sounds, of course. You need to come in the next TikTok house, next Jack Will's TikTok house. Joe was making me die. We were all blackout drunk.
He was like messaging me, like, come die.
He was like, they've said it's fine, didn't ask. We were just like, they're not going to turn down Chloe Burrows. And we were all just like, just get an easy jet flight. And it was like 11 p.m. at night.
No, it wasn't even that late. It was not that late. No, it was
That was when we just got off the plane. We were fucked.
It was like 8 p.m. And he was like, what are you doing tomorrow, babe? Come to Ibiza. I was like, I can't. I've got work.
I would have worked from home.
I would have loved to go to Ibiza, but I can't. No, couldn't do that time.
You just got work from Ibiza, haven't you?
JD, we just shot the new Pink Soda collection. Should I see you in Pink Soda?
Thank you.
Jack Wills will be fuming.
Sorry, Jack Wills. Next episode, I'll be in all Jack Wills.
Yeah. So we just did that. And then a few days later, I went to Jamaica. But I want to go back to Ibiza and I do it properly. I've not been in a couple of years.
Well, that was my first time in Ibiza.
You've never been before?
Never. Never been on a girl's holiday before.
What do you do in summer?
Just cry.
Oh, yeah, right.
No. Actually, no, I'm not. Actually, Chloe.
I'm not the right
person.
No,
I've only ever been to on holiday with, like, my family.
Okay.
So I just get drunk with my parents, really.
To be fair, I'd not done it until, like, 3-4 years ago, because I always just... My family, like, had somewhere in Portugal, so I just always took friends there. So I never did, like, Magaluf, Napa.
Oh.
But it's a rite of passage.
Don't know
I never
if I
did
could
it.
Do Shagaluf. I think I'm too old for that
now. No, you're too old for that
now.
I mean, you could do Napa.
I'll do Napa then. Fuck it.
Go to Napa. Maybe I'll come.
Get your tits out for naps. No, don't get your tits out for naps. They're not letting me in at border control. They'd let me sort what you said. Keep them away. Yeah, that was me at the house the other day. I was like, yeah, fuck it. And they were like, stop. Stop it. I'm like, okay.
Why? What's wrong with you? When I was on that thing, soda shoot, we had like an hour break and we were shooting in this hotel and I went upstairs and my bikinis are a bit rude, right?
Of course.
They're not that rude, they're normal, but you know, if you wore them to your workplace, they'd be rude.
Oh, yeah.
Came down, sat by the pool, tits out, G-string bikini, and the team walked past, I was like,
you've like a flap out. Sorry.
My manager was in her bikini too. She was like, what do we do? And I was like, fuck that. And they gave me sat on the bed. And I was like, my vagina's out. My vagina's out.
You can't even stand up.
And they were like, these are the shots we're taking later. I was like, yeah, love them, love them, love them.
So JD.
Yes.
What do you do on these? So you're a ambassador for JD.
I'm the first female ambassador for JD.
It's
women.
About time. The suffragettes are screaming. It took you long enough. No, but seriously, congrats. Congrats.
No, I'm joking. That was honestly like the best day of my life when, because
that's
know
huge.
It's so like, isn't it big? Isn't it?
It's huge.
But JD's on the high street. You can go into the bloody JD shop.
Billboards, you there like.
Yeah. Oh my God, my first modeling shoot. They literally flew me. Like, I signed the contract and I went to Dubai 2 days later.
Not Dubai?
Yeah, Dubai. I was in Dubs.
Thinking Skegness. This is great. Love that.
International boy. Yeah. But yeah, we flew to Dubai. I'd never done modelling. I didn't even take pictures of myself. Like, I'm awkward.
Felt that.
I was
really
in the desert
that.
In a tracksuit and they were like, pose. I was like,
yeah, I'd be there like, thank you.
And those were the pictures that obviously they used to announce me. I was like, good luck.
Just edit them. Yeah. Edit the shit out
I'm
of them.
I'm much better now. Yeah. But yeah, how sick is that?
That's
so, yeah,
insane.
Time for them. So I do loads for them. Do like their YouTube, do TikTok, Instagram. But obviously, I'm like kind of the face of Pink Soda, which is their own brand.
Which is, that's why I got confused, because when I did something for Pink Soda as well.
Yeah.
And it was like, Chloe Burrows.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah. On like the brief thing. That's why I was like, no.
Oh, was it? That's cool.
No, I rinsed it. I got so much shit.
Did you?
I was like, I'll take the whole thing.
But yeah. Stuff, like, I literally wear it. Not wearing it today, but I did have
no, it's great.
I wear it every
it
day.
Is great.
I don't wear any other brands. Like, I literally wear Pink Soda every
day. Do you know
day.
What? I fucked it up though, because I washed my, there's a really nice two-piece set. It's like a light, like a beigey kind of one.
Is it ribbed?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you want to wear.
I washed it with a red blazer.
Oh, nice.
Why is it dark pink now?
It's one of one.
One of one.
One of one.
I was really upset because I looked like a MILF going to pick up my kids and like
know.
My Range Rover.
Those were upset. And also waist thing just gives you that.
Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
I forgot who I was. It's probably best that it's dark pink now, yeah.
I just burped. But get some sunglasses on. You look like
exactly.
A proper celebrity.
That's exactly. Yeah, I'm walking around Nottingham as if I'm like, where's
Do you
Poundland?
Go to Nottingham's Trent?
Yeah.
I almost went there. All my like best mates.
Really?
Best mates ever. My mum was like, do not go there with your friends.
Okay. Sorry, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's beef with like Uni of and Trent.
I bet. Same with Liverpool and what's the other one? Liverpool, like, Met.
Yeah, yeah, sounds about right.
John Moore's.
To be fair, someone, because we're obviously Trent, so we're like, you know, we're the Povo ones. We're the thick ones. Like, what can you do? And we live in a Uni of area.
Oh.
My flatmate Connor walked out the house and someone walked past him and went, Trent.
Oh my, stop it.
I don't know what he said, but he was like, shut your mouth, bitch. And I was like, that's my boy.
I remember when we used to go out and there was this my best mate, I won't say her name, but everyone will know who it is. But she fancied this boy and then he was like, I go to John Moore's and I was like, what the fuck? Get away.
Not the uni shame.
not the humor. No, but it's real. Yeah. It's real.
No, oh my it's God, it's real. It's real.
I'll die on this hill.
Even like, because you go to like Stealth Wednesdays, do you? Do you go?
Ocean Wednesdays.
That's it, Ocean. And then you go to Stealth or something.
I've been twice once. And I've dodged chlamydia twice from that place. It's rough. Just there. Fucking rough.
It's where you can get it from the glass.
The floor. It's the all floor. Carpet.
Is it carpet?
It's all carpet. My friend threw up on it. They just put a bit of salt on it and just kicked it away. And I was like, whoa, this is not where I want to be.
Really?
I still stayed. But yeah,
I had a good night, actually.
Actually, had a great night. Yeah. What can you do? But it's just because you get so drunk in these places.
I feel like you're known for getting so drunk.
People see me on a night out and I'm like, let's get a minute. One eye looking the other way.
Or are you like, should I get you a drink? I always do that. Stop getting strange drinks.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, it's, I've stopped that.
I want people to think I'm nice. So I'm not get you a drink.
Yeah, do you know what? If they don't like me,
who else wants to drink? Because I'm a nice person.
There's like a queue of the whole thing and you're like, actually, can we limit this now? Yeah. TikTok's not paying that well, okay? All right.
No, I feel like your TikTok is you getting like waved. Like you just been to Ibiza. Tell me about Ibiza. I feel like I was really invested on TikTok.
So I can't say too much, but just know. Mm. So I'm scared of planes, right?
I don't like flying.
No, but fuck the planes. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
I hate the planes. I had to get so drunk. Yeah. I was on this plane, paralytic.
Really?
It was a jet.
Like, I'm on a jet, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not getting on a jet sober. Do you know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Can you really feel turbulence? It's smaller. Not sure.
On the way home, we were like this, and I was sat next to George, and his arms was just claw marks everywhere.
Oh my God, is that George Clark? Yeah. I love him. He's so funny.
Bless his soul.
So cute.
His posh soul.
Will of him between us.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. If he had a pound for every time someone said that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was an original.
Do you know what? It's fine. He'll take it from you.
Okay, good.
This is me. Be like, shut up. Sorry. But no, it was fun.
But
I was so drunk.
You were with the band and you were all just getting pissed.
Yeah, and like the staff were the same staff as the ones that were there from the first house. So like,
what do you mean first house?
So there was a first house back in, I think, in November or something. And it was like in same, like it was just down south.
Yeah.
But this one was just like bigger, better, like insane.
Well, yeah,
it was all the same.
Unreal.
Everyone was saying it was like you couldn't escape it. It's a celebrities filler, right?
That's welcome.
But because me and Max were like the OGs from the first house, we got invited back. They gave us the person's room.
No.
Nah, but I'm not going to lie. I was sat there going, I was thinking, I was like, this person's probably had some like lovely times in this bed.
Yeah.
And me and Max just sat here paralytic, drunk, mouth open, snoring and dribbling.
Cute.
Different times.
Cute.
Yeah.
Did it say you had fun? Did you do any snogging?
No. Do you know what? No. I actually didn't. No, I didn't.
Oh.
I'm basically nearly wifed up. I hope you know this. I can't be doing any of this.
Oh my God.
No.
Who's your boyfriend?
Not saying.
Well, fuck.
Works in recruitment though. Red flag. I'm not saying anymore. Massive penis. No.
How do you mean it? I'm leaving. How do you mean it? Are you allowed to talk about it?
What? Yeah.
Okay, no.
He's got so big heads over this. No, no,
no.
I'm not giving his government. But we met, funny enough, at Joe Bags' birthday.
Oh!
No, it was full of gay men, right? And I was thinking, let there be one. Yeah. One straight man.
All bi will do.
All I hear is this London accent.
So like an East London?
Yeah.
Or
I'm going,
Geezer.
I snatch my head.
It's
I
like
go,
a book.
Are you straight? Is this a straight man? Yes, it was. Launched myself to that man. I was like a fly
so
on
bloody
shit.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. I was
so
like a fly on shit. I was like, let's go outside and have a chat.
Do you want to go for a
20
chat?
20 minutes later, I'm like... But yeah, I'm loving it. Say it or shot it.
Yeah.
Who's your least favourite influencer in the industry?
Brian.
Brilliant. No, I can't say that.
Okay. Right. Good one.
Oh my God. I made my stomach feel weird.
Dude, this is like a milkshake. They're easy shots, no?
I don't like milkshakes. Right, say it or shot it.
Mm.
Right, who's the biggest person to ever slide into your DMs?
Don't know. I basically, when I came out, and like, you know, you can see all the big people, I deleted all my messages. So I have no idea.
What's wrong with you?
I know. So I don't know. I'll probably have to shot that. What's Swarms that? DM'd me the other day saying he's got a new transport company. I don't know if that counts.
Fake taxi. Great.
What about you?
I haven't had fuck all, really. I'm not going to lie to you here. I don't really do the content for that. Do you know what I mean? No one's going. Can I get the chlamydia
TikTok's
girl?
Different, isn't it?
Yeah. I haven't had anyone really big message me.
Weird. I would. Yeah. Weird.
Soon come.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Who would you want to DM you?
Oh, I don't know. I just want anyone. Barack Obama. Love to have a chat with Barack.
Okay. That's nice. I'll drink.
Last thing.
Yeah.
If you had any advice for me, what would it be?
Go on Love Island. Fucking go on it.
Okay, fine. Fuck the man I'm talking to.
I know the producers. I'll put a good word in. Cheers. No
she
more
does
chlamydia
actually have chlamydia. Yeah, no yeah, more yeah she's fine.
And get an STI test.
I've had a few. I'm clean. Right.
Cool.
Thank you for coming on.
Oh my God, anytime. It's I've been loved great. It. It's been really fun.
I'll see you next week. Right. You've been watching Saving Grace. If you were watching it, make sure you give it a like and subscribe. And if you were listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review.